For many Chinese-American families, dim sum isn't just a delicious meal. The small plates of aromatic shrimp dumplings and pork buns washed down with hot tea are also a way to build community, a means of staying connected. But during the pandemic, that tradition was put on pause. Daniel Lam has this audio postcard from a restaurant in New York City's Chinatown neighborhood that is once again welcoming diners.
At Maysum Cafe, the regulars are finally back.
Oh my God, this is Lillian.
Hey!
Hello, Joyce! Hello.
Hi!
The chorus of hellos Lillian Ting receives when she walks into Maysum isn't unusual. Ting's been coming to the cafe for decades. For over 50 years, Maysum has used the same handmade recipes and antique cash register. At larger restaurants, little dishes of dumplings and bao buns are served on carts pushed around the dining room. But at Maysum, all you need to do is take a seat at the counter. When the pandemic shut down indoor dining, Ting says she experienced dim sum withdrawal.
You know, it's something that's tangible. And then all of a sudden to have it taken away from you, and it's like, oh, hello, I lost it, you know?
Dim sum is more than food. It's a time to catch up, gossip, even conduct business. It's about being with friends and family. Ting calls dim sum Chinese church and Chinese cheers, referring to the sitcom bar where everybody knows your name. With dim sum, even strangers become fast friends.
You would see them on the street and you know, you'd stop and go, hi, how are you? You know, you look good, you know? And they were like, yeah, you know. I was like, where do you go for tea now? That's the big thing. Where do you go for tea?
Another name for dim sum is yum cha, which means to drink tea. Dim sum means to touch the heart.
It's about pulling off the lid of the steamer and seeing the steam come up and the dumplings absolutely glistening. And you just don't get that experience when you get it for takeout.
That's food writer Grace Young. She believes that for dim sum to truly touch a diner's heart, it must be consumed at the restaurant with friends and family. She says that the other experience you don't get with takeout is spontaneity, another feature of life the pandemic put on hold.
The waitress is pushing the carts around and you're in the mood for ha gao, the shrimp dumplings, but is that cart coming? Oh no, instead comes a big steamer full of chive dumplings or a snow pea shoot dumplings.
Unlike many restaurants, Maysum never closed during the pandemic and hasn't raised prices. Joyce Gong is the owner's niece and a regular. She says that some staff were reluctant to come in.
I helped here. I volunteered during the pandemic. I stayed for like 3 weeks. I was helping for like 3-4 weeks.
She tells Grace Young that she recalls hearing cries for help echo around the close-knit neighborhood.
Yeah, like more fan sick.
Right.
The older generation, more fan sick.
Which means no rice to eat.
No rice to eat.
It wasn't just rice. Basic goods were sold out in many stores. So Maysum distributed meat, coffee, and other supplies. They still partner with a local organization to provide culturally appropriate meals to Chinatown seniors. Lillian Ting and Joyce Gong say they're not surprised at how this humble dim sum shop stepped up in a time of need.
Well, that's what Chinatown is. This is old school Chinatown.
You stick together, right?
Yeah.
You stick together.
The regulars say the pandemic has proved nothing will prevent Maysum from serving the community. Now, they're just glad to be back at their favorite neighborhood spot, enjoying dumplings and tea with friends old and new. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Lam in New York.